Welcome once again to another Daring Adventures of Ditto.
Whoa, what with that new intro music? Is that for Dragonspire? It sounds more like...
It is, because you aren't going to Dragonspire yet.
No?
No.
How come?
Because.
Because why?
I'm getting to that if you give me a minute. What are you, six?
Almost.
Ugh, monsters. Anyway, after their success in Mushu, Ditto and Madame Jasmine headed back to see Headmaster Ambrose at Ravenwood School.
Me hoping we get a lot of extra credit for this whole saving the world thing.
Headmaster Ambrose looks very disturbed by the news Ditto has brought him, and knows that with access to Dragonspire, Malastare has access to lots of bad things, like dark, terrible magics, and high fructose corn syrup.
Yikes! He really is evil.
Very. He is also one of the most powerful wizards in the Spiral, second only to Headmaster Ambrose. Ditto will need some lessons on how to defeat such a powerful adversary.
Well, me was thinking maybe Headmaster Ambrose could, you know, take this part? Maybe I could just travel around the Spiral with a couple of friends, looking for certain mystical artifacts that could help bring about Malastare's ultimate downfall?
Oh, so you already know about the onyx chests?
The what?
Never mind, you'll find out soon enough. Now, Headmaster Ambrose has critical Ravenwood duties he must attend to, and the voice comes on at 9. Fear not, though, because he has arranged extra lessons with an expert to aid Ditto on his epic and noble quest.
Ooh, a Malastare expert? Who dat?
The tall, slender form of Professor Snape, Drake, glides into the room, his eyes full of malice.
Ooh, I thought he was supposed to be on my side.
He is. You can tell by the way he's not yelling at you or making bats throw up on you.
But he's glaring like that. He just seems so...
Oh, he's always like that. I think it's too much fiber.
Oh yeah, that can happen. So what are you going to teach me?
Without a word, Professor Drake draws his wand and blasts Ditto with a mist spell, knocking him back and momentarily stunning him.
He did what? Well now, that's not standard curriculum. I thought he was here to, you know, teach me.
He is, kind of.
Kind of like teaching you to swim by tossing you off the boat.
Ditto and Professor Drake circle one another, casting shields and traps, Ditto using every ounce of his skill to fend off the professor's attacks, deflecting and blocking the worst of the myth spells.
That troll spell is so last year.
Ditto is able to stack several traps against Professor Drake in between dodging myth spells, with Madame Jasmine adding her own blade spells to the mix.
Well, let's see how he likes this one.
And Professor Drake openly chuckles and shakes his head as Ditto fizzles.
That's no fair.
Professor Drake waves his wand and an enormous hulking frog appears, its mouth opening wide as it...
Oh, that is disgusting! I can't believe he just barfed on me. You have any idea how hard that is to get out of my fur? Ooh, now I'm just...
Ditto waves his wand and shouts another spell, and familiar rings of flame appear between Ditto and his opponent, as the mighty elephant is summoned. It hits Professor Drake with full force, triggering a cascade of blades and traps that multiply the power of the attack.
Oh yeah, take that, Professor! And please don't give me detention!
Professor Drake takes a step back and dusts off his robe. Then he hits Ditto with a rapid succession of damage spells, one after the other, sending Ditto back against the wall.
Ow! 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 Okay, had enough then?
Professor Drake yawns and looks down at Ditto with disdain. He shakes his head and tells Ditto if that's the best he can manage, it will just have to do.
But I did great!
It was okay.
Oh, what, you too? I thought it was a good duel. Be definitely ready for Dragonspire.
Professor Drake tells Ditto that Dragonspire will push his powers beyond their limits, and facing his brother Malastare will be like nothing Ditto has ever imagined.
Sounds... Okay, me terrified again. Me seem to be terrified a lot lately.
There's always gardening.
No, that tend to be scary, too.
Then you're just going to have lots of fun in Dragonspire, I'm sure.
Oh, it can't be all that bad.
Professor Drake finally tells you that, although you'll probably be eaten by a dragon, or covered in molten lava, or have one of 100 other nasty things happen to you, you are as ready as you'll ever be to enter Dragonspire and face Malastare.
You know, if he's so tough, I'm wondering if there might be someone better qualified? Maybe, you know, his brother or something.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
Oh, come on, that's a pretty good idea. And Professor Drake way better at this than me.
Obviously, yes, but how awkward would it be during the holidays if Professor Drake defeated Malastare and foiled his evil scheme?
Well, I guess that would make Thanksgiving uncomfortable, sure. But, hey, wait a minute!
So that settles it. Ditto and Madame Jasmine are off to face their destiny.
No, she's still in Wizard City. She sent me a letter the other day. I can't believe she hadn't gotten a new wand yet.
Not that, Destiny. Oh, never mind. Join us again next time for another thrilling episode of The Daring Adventures of Ditto. Next stop, Dragonspire.
Oh yes, this will go well.